Communism reached its peak in the 1960s. The Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc were run by the communist regime in Moscow. In China, Mao had been deified and his ideology was portrayed as an infallible guide. Fidel Castro's regime ruled in Cuba. The communist guerrilla leader Che Guevara was attempting to organize guerrilla wars in the Congo and Bolivia. Many other countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia were under the threat of communist terrorist organizations or communist regimes. During those years, communism also burst onto the scene in a totally unexpected place. Marxist ideology began to spread rapidly among young people in the West. The Marxist thinker Herbert Marcuse played an important role in that phenomenon. Marcuse offered a new definition of the revolutionary class, described as the workers by Lenin and as the peasants by Mao, the young. That same Marcuse actually agreed with Lenin and Mao on one fundamental matter. That was the Darwinist dogma that conflict was the fundamental law of nature. Marcuse's belief in conflict turned the 68 generation out onto the streets. Young British people held protest rallies at which they shouted slogans in support of North Vietnamese leader Ho Chi Minh. In Italy, leftist groups carried out acts of terrorism. The greatest explosion of violence in 1968 was in France. Firstly, Marxist students in Paris occupied their universities, and socialist slogans were shouted during the celebrations. Events began to grow when other leftist groups organized marches in support of the students. Marxist students tore cars apart and smashed streets and shops. In a matter of a few days, Paris turned into a war zone. The barbarity that marched under the red flag was only suppressed months later. The 1968 student incidents spread to many other countries under a kind of domino effect, and each time they led to social conflict, acts of terrorism, and even civil war. Those young people, exasperated by the political and economic problems of their day, believed that communism offered a solution. There was another important reason why the 68 generation got caught up in communist ideology. The education system that produced those young people gave them every detail of the basic philosophical training necessary for them to become communists. That was because Darwin's theory of evolution, which contains the basis of natural history for communism, as Karl Marx put it, was taught in schools as if it were a proven scientific fact. Young people who believed in Darwin's ideas that man was an animal that progressed through conflict were not slow to turn to terror and anarchy. We may recall that Darwin's theory of evolution prepared the ground for the development of Chinese communism, and that Mao's bloody regime arose from the ideological foundation of Darwinism. The entire picture reveals to us one very important fact. Communist ideology is the result of a worldview that regards man as a species of animal and believes that he progresses through conflict. If that worldview becomes prevalent in society, communism will inevitably ensue. When it finds an appropriate political and social climate, communism reorganizes itself and again begins shedding blood. The fact that the communist regimes in the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc were overthrown must not be allowed to put us off our guard. Communism is still a threat to the world because the ideology's basic philosophy is still alive and well. As long as that basis, in other words, Darwinism and materialism, is still alive, communism will continue to represent a grave menace to mankind. That being the case, the solution lies in doing away with that philosophical foundation. Darwinism and materialist philosophy, in any case, possess no scientific basis and must no longer be imposed on society as if they were true. People must understand that they are not animals who merely exist to fight with one another, but that they are honorable creatures who must live by the lights of that morality created and revealed by God. Once that truth has been grasped, both communism and the other ideologies that have brought disaster to mankind will disappear, and man will live in peace, security, and brotherhood.